Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Cash. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Didier. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Timmerman. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe moves to second. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball towards right field. Torres makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Torres. McAuliffe scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Bell reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball four. Chambliss moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. Lowenstein tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to home to get Lowenstein. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 0-for-1 in the game. Didier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. There goes Gamble trying to get to home. Northrup throws the ball into McAuliffe who relays the ball to Didier, who tags Gamble, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Northrup moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and tags Brown for the out. He's got Northrup trapped. He throws to Ellis, who throws to Bell, who tags Northrup for the double play. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Timmerman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lagro covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Didier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Dick Sharon now playing right field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Sherman now pitching. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Didier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Didier reaches second base with a double. Cash moves to third. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley is walked intentionally. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Cash scores. Didier moves to third. Stanley moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Didier scores. Stanley scores. Brinkman moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Northrup. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Tigers. Ron Lolick pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Ragland now playing second base. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard pinch hits for Gates Brown. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Didier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Cash trying to get to third. Lowenstein throws the ball into Bell, who tags Cash for the out. two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ford pinch hits for Rusty Torres. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.